Dr. Pinsky with a mail. I am in Clifford Northup, N-O-R-T-H-U-P. Clifford Northup is a 39-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 4/29/21. But at that time, he was lifting 45-pound gas meter manifolds from waist level to his chest and injured his right arm. He later was diagnosed with a torn long head of the biceps and labrum, switching into a surgery in April 2021. He's no longer receiving any active treatment. New paragraph. He also conveys that on 4/6/22 he was involved in a work-related motor vehicle accident. He was driving approximately 50 miles per hour, and another vehicle hydroplaned in the rain, causing a head-on collision. He was in a Ford van that rolled over, and he was in and out of consciousness. He had to be cut out of his truck, which took 3.5 hours. He cracked the window with a clipboard to help accomplish this. In this event, he understands being diagnosed with a broken left femur, laceration in the liver, collapsed lungs, pushed up stomach, ruptured diaphragm, blood clots in lungs and left leg. He did undergo surgery on 4/6/22 involving placing a rod in the left femur. His lungs were reinflated, diaphragm repaired, stomach pushed back into place, and for blood clots was on blood thinners until October 2022. As of 2/1/23, he had 2 of the 3 screws removed from his lower portion of the femur. A MRSA infection set in after the stitches were taken out. So the surgery on 2/9/23 was to clean out the infection and replace the screw, remaining screw. The paragraph as far as the right arm, he describes he had surgery that fully attached the long head of the biceps and labrum. New paragraph, going back to the second accident. On 4/6/22, his lungs were reinflated and internal injuries taken care of. On 4/7/22, he had the left femur rod installed. On 2/1/23, he had 2 out of 3 screws removed from the lower part of his femur. On 2/9/23, he had surgery to clean out a MRSA infection and replace the remaining screw in the lower part of the femur. He's no longer receiving treatment for that event either. He was seeing Dr. Salartas for blood clots and Dr. Graf, G-R-A-F, for his left femur, but he also saw Dr. Peterson for his MRSA infection. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, Mr. Northup was seen at Concentra on 5/3/21, stating he picked up a meter bar and pipe wrenching hurt his right arm on 5/3/21. He was examined and diagnosed with a tear of the right biceps muscle, for which he was quickly referred for an MRI of the right humerus. He had the MRI on 5/13/21 to be inserted here. He followed up at Concentra to have these results reviewed with him on 5/18/21. At that time, he remained on modified activities and was referred for specialist consultation on 5/25/21. He refused physical therapy at that time. New paragraph. He had a an MRI of the right shoulder on 5/22/21. Period. Insert that here. Period. He was seen orthopedically by Dr. Chanick, C-H-A-N-N-I-C-K, on 6/3/21. Period. He diagnosed tear of the long head of the right biceps tendon, comma, labral tear, the superior glenoid with paralabral cyst. Period, they discussed treatment options and recommended surgical evaluation. Period. In that regard, he saw Dr. Pepe on 6/14/21. Period. X-rays of the right shoulder were done, and he diagnosed right shoulder pain. Period. In addition to his active job, he also works out actively. Period. He recommended surgical intervention. Period. On 6/24/21, Dr. Pepe performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. He followed up postoperatively through 10/1/21. Period. He was referred for one more round of physical therapy to receive a home exercise program. Period. Glenohumeral motion was essentially full. Period. He had good strength and negative O'Briens and crank test. Period. Strength was 5/5 throughout and negative belly press maneuver. Period. He was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement to return on an as-needed basis. Period. New paragraph. After the second event of 4/6/22, Mr. Northrup was admitted to Cooper Hospital. Period. They noted his vehicle hit another head-on. Period. He was entrapped in the vehicle for over an hour and was brought to Cooper University Hospital. Period. He was unable to provide any history at this time. Period. He required rapid sequence intubation due to impending airway compromise and hypoxia. Period. His blood oxygen level was 89%. Period. Helped by numerous laboratory studies and radiographic tests. Period. On 4/6/22, Dr. Goldenberg performed tube thoracostomy / chest tube placement through the postoperative diagnosis of a pneumothorax. Period. On 4/7/22, he underwent surgery by Dr. Graf, G-I-A-F, to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph, he also underwent numerous diagnostic studies, including a CAT scan of the chest, abdomen, and pelvis to insert. Insert the results here. Period. He had X-rays to confirm the location of his endotracheal tube. Period. He had X-rays of the left femur, knee, and tibia to be inserted. Period. He also had x-rays of the left ankle that showed two indeterminate ossific densities adjacent to the medial malleolus, but no fracture line visualized. Period. He also had x-rays of the right shoulder that showed no acute osseous abnormalities. Period. Follow-up chest x-ray was done on 4/16/22 and showed improved by basal atelectasis, but this was compared to the study of 4/11/22 period. He also had portable x-rays of the left tibia and fibula on 4/6/22, as well as x-rays of the left femur, all to be inserted here, if not already, period. X-rays of the left knee showed transverse anterior displacement fracture of the mid-femur. Paired traction device was overlying the distal femur and proximal tibia and elbow, period. Overall, there was an anteriorly partially displaced transverse traumatic fracture of the mid-left femur, period. If not noted already, he did have surgery on the left femur on 4/7/22 by Dr. Graf to be inserted, period. Mr. Northrup was then admitted to the intensive care unit for follow-up, period. While there, he had numerous specialist consultations, period. He remained hospitalized until 4/19/22, period. Discharge diagnoses were pulmonary emboli, comma, laceration of liver, comma, motor vehicle collision, comma, closed fracture of part of the femur, comma, contusion of the rectum and ilium, comma, traumatic pneumothorax, comma, and injury of the diaphragm. But he did have needle decompression in the field at the diaphragm, period. He underwent exploratory laparoscopy and repair of a diaphragm defect on 4/6/22, period. He was then admitted to Bacharach rehabilitation for additional therapy, period. He had numerous diagnoses, including multiple trauma, comma, left femur open fracture, comma, ruptured diaphragm, comma, acute pneumothorax, comma, bilateral pulmonary emboli, comma, minor hepatic laceration without open wound into the abdominal cavity, treated conservatively, comma, impaired mobility, comma, small rectal contusion, which was managed conservatively, period. He was placed on DVT prophylaxis, including continuation of Xarelto, GI prophylaxis, continued with Pepcid. But he was also having pain management, but by way of Tylenol, Ultram, and oxycodone, period. His bowel regimen was continued with Colace, Miralax, and Senna, period. In terms of the diaphragm, they wrote, Dr. Goldberg performed exploratory laparotomy and diaphragmatic repair, given a diagnosis of traumatic diaphragmatic rupture, period. He was discharged from Bacharach on 4/27/22, period. He then received care from Bayada, BAYADA, home health care, on the dates described. On 6/21/22, he was seen by Dr. Ruiz, R-U-I-Z, for postoperative follow-up of his left femur with open reduction internal fixation on 4/7/22. Period. He also had, his hip was doing well, but he had some pain at the fractured site. Period. He reported occasional swelling in the left knee. Period. The physician repeated x-rays of the left femur showing anatomic alignment, comma healing, intracrocanteric and basilar femoral neck portion of the fracture healing well, but the femoral shaft was still not healed. But there was minimal progression from his last x-rays in May 2022, but there were no hardware complications and anatomic alignment was maintained. Period. She ordered an MRI of the left knee to evaluate for a meniscal tear. Period. Physical exam. We'll start with head, eyes, ears. There was a recent abrasion on the right lateral forehead. Period. The rest of that is normal. Heart normal. Lungs normal. Abdomen. It was healed. Midline scarring measuring 10 inches in length. Period. In the right upper lateral chest was a chest tube scar. Period. In the left inguinal area was a drain scar. Period. The abdominal scar was wide and thick with a slight bulge more proximally. Period. He also had multiple healed surgical scars about the left lower extremity. Period. The first was on the lateral left hip measuring 7 inches in length. Period. Just distal to that was another longitudinal scar measuring 5.5 inches in length. Period. Just distal to that and lateral to the knee was a 4.5 inch scar. Period. Lastly, he had a medial longitudinal scar about the left knee that measured 4 inches in length. Period. Extremities upper. Inspection revealed multiple healed surgical scars about the right shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. He had callus formation, comma, dirty palms, comma, and a rough texture on the hands bilaterally. Period. Many muscle test was 5/-5 for resisted right elbow flexion, but was otherwise 5/5. The rest of that is normal. Shoulders normal, extremities lower. Left hip internal rotation went to 30 degrees, but motion was otherwise full at the hips, knees, and ankles. Period. Many muscle test was 4/+/5 for resisted left extensor hallucis longus and plantar flexor strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Hips and pelvis normal, knees normal, feet and ankles normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral normal. Impressions. Clifford Northup was involved in two work-related accidents. The first occurred on 4/29/21 when he injured his right shoulder and arm. Period. A treatment noted above, culminating in surgery. Period. On 4/6/22, he was involved in a motor vehicle collision in which he sustained numerous injuries involving the left leg, comma, and right hip. Scratch that. He immediately was intubated, hospitalized, and underwent surgeries as seen above. Period. He remained in the hospital for a few weeks. Period. He then was treated at Bacharach Rehabilitation Facility for several weeks, after which he received home care from Bayada. Period. He saw Dr. Ruiz on 6/21/22 as a self-referral. Period. She referred him for an MRI of the knee. Period. New paragraph, the current examination, found he was well-muscled. Period. He had numerous healed surgical scars. Period. He was neurologically intact. Period. There were skin changes on the hands consistent with ongoing physically rigorous manual activities. Period provocative maneuvers about the upper extremities were negative. Period had minimal weakness and resisted left plantar flexor and extensoralis longus strengths, but provocative maneuvers were negative in the lower extremities as well. Period had full range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. Period. New paragraph, I will offer assessments of permanency first to the right shoulder and arm. Period second, this will be done for his allegations involving the left leg, comma, lumbar spine, comma, right hip, comma, and internal injuries. Period. He has achieved an excellent recovery and has been able to resume his former full-duty task with the insured as a gas meter mechanic. Period. And that is the end.